Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located at the historic Large House, 119 Main Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programs.
Good afternoon, Hunterdon County. Clinton, New Jersey, special shout out to you. This is Max Living, brought to you by the one, the only, the amazing, stupendous, outstanding Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. 908-627-7020 is the phone number that can change your life. I'm not kidding. We have done it for thousands of people. Right now, we're in the middle, not in the middle, we're at the beginning of our spring challenge. By the way, Kathy, I see you in there. Thanks for watching, Kathy. We're in the beginning of our spring challenge here. It is not too late for you to jump in, okay? We'll talk about that some more in a little while. But I have a special shout-out going out there, as always, every week. Got to do my shout-outs to Team Clinton. Without them, none of this would be possible. Shout it out to Kim, to Terry, Felicia, Melissa, Kathy. Guys, love you guys. Thank you for being a part of this life-changing experience for so many people and just being willing to be there and share your energy and passion with so many folks out there too. And I need to give a special shout out for my wife, Susan. It was our 2-year wedding anniversary yesterday. I love you, babe. And don't know if you're watching or not or listening, but you'll probably listen later if you're not. Anyway, I love you, and I look forward to the weekend, too, because we didn't celebrate too much yet, but we're probably going to go back to where we got married at the Harvest Moons sometime this weekend. But you know what? We're going to do that after the Max Challenge of Clinton is at the Gray Rock Farm Sanctuary Spring Festival. That is this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Oh, she is watching. Hi, babe. Good to see you. Woohoo! Yay. So we're going to be at the Gray Rock Farm Sanctuary Spring Festival. It's located on Gray Rock Road in Clinton. You can Google it. Go to the event page on my Facebook page, the Max Challenge of Clinton Facebook page. We're going to be there from 9 to 4. There's going to be over 60 other vendors there. Now, aside from the fact that you're going to have an amazing time and there's going to be things to buy and food to buy, you're going to get to meet amazing animals, horses and chickens, some fantastic pigs. There's going to be some cats there for adoption too and such. And it's this supports a very worthy cause, okay? The folks over at Gray Rock and Donna, just a shout out to her, they have such a heart and a passion for helping these beautiful animals. My wife, Susan, and I, we went there. Oh, God, it must have been just after COVID hit, and we went there and took our first tour to place, and we just fell in love. So, Sam, hey! That's fantastic. This is the best show yet so far. I love this. I love it when it all meshes together and people are actually listening. It's fantastic. So, everybody, you got to come on out. There's no tickets. It's free. There's a small fee for parking, but that's going to go right to help the animals too, okay? Because it's not cheap. All right. And if you want to donate, I'm just going to say it. If you want to donate to Gray Rock Farm Sanctuary, you can go to their Facebook page. I'm sure somebody out there has $10,000 that they need to write off on their taxes, and they could probably use it for that too, if animals are what you have in there. And, Sue says, can't wait to see the amazing animals. She never mentions the people. It's really, just can't wait to see the animals. So listen, we're going to do a quick commercial break coming up, you know, so we can pay the bills. But I want to give one special shout out too, because I don't know if anybody from corporate might be listening to you, but I wanted to give a special shout out to Sabrina, who is our national fitness director at the corporate office. She is moving on to other things. And she's doing her last boot camp this weekend for instructors. And, you know, my three instructors in training are going to be there. And I'll tell you right now, if this gets back to you, Sabrina, we love you. We're going to miss you. Your energy, your passion, your humor, just everything. I know what you did for me when I was an instructor in training. And you were there when I taught my very first classes. And so we just wish you all the best. Peace, love, health, and joy. Listen, this is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge at Clinton. Don't move. We'll be back in just a few seconds.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on 100 in Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County.
Welcome back. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, 908-627-7020. That is the phone number that can help change your life. That is what we are here for. This is not just a gym by any means. It is not a gym. This is a place where you will change your relationship with food. You will change your viewpoint and relationship with exercise. And at the end of the day, you will change your relationship with yourself. No jokes, all right? We're doing $100 off our spring challenge right now. All you have to do is reach out. You can message me on Facebook. You can give me a call. Again, the number is 908-627-7020. But I'm going to move along right now because God knows we have a lot to cover today. I am in studio today. How many times did we try to make this happen? Two times before, yeah. I think. And then finally, it just the way the universe works, it all came together today. I am in the studio with a wonderful woman, great human being, somebody I consider a friend. Who is an entrepreneur, a mentor, a coach, a philanthropist, animal lover, vegan, and so much more. And I am here with Tara Stone Kramer. And if you don't know her name, you should learn it. Tara is the owner of the Grounded for Life Cafe that's in Clinton. And she is also the, creator of the Stone Team Real Estate Group, which if you are looking to buy a home or sell a home, I know you do horse farms and things like that too, anything.
Everything.
So this would be the person to talk to if you need. So welcome.
Thank you, Mark.
Welcome, welcome. We have so much to talk about. I know that we were talking earlier, and we don't even have a script right now. We're just going to have a conversation. And one of the things that I think we share a passion on is people's emotional and mental well-being, mm-hmm. and how this has affected people coming through this pandemic,
yeah.
which has been horrible for so many people. Even if people weren't afflicted physically, emotionally, the anxiety, the depression, so much going on. It's just, you know, amazing. So tell us a little bit about yourself first.
Absolutely.
I feel like we're on a speed date. So tell me a little bit about yourself. You know,
how long do we have?
My name's Mark, and I'm blue eyes, and I like long walks on the beach. You know, but seriously, tell us a little bit about yourself, yeah. And then let's just have a conversation, Tara.
Sure. Like me in a nutshell, which is hard for me to do because I'm a talker. but I think if we're just going to talk about where I am right now is, you know, thank you so much. I'm so grateful that both of my businesses really thrived through the pandemic. And it's a hard thing to talk about because so many people really saw challenges that they weren't able to overcome. So it's almost a little weird to talk about positive things that happened over 2020.
Mm-hmm. And none of it's shall not be named.
The what?
We never say that year. It's the year that shall not be named.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay.
No worries. It's okay. I'll let it slide.
Really, it came down to relationships for me. Mm-hmm. And these are relationships that I've been building, you know, over a lifetime and when I moved to New Jersey. So I've lived in multiple different states, grew up in Connecticut, lived in Florida, was in Cape Cod, Massachusetts before coming to New Jersey. Mm-hmm. When I met my now husband, and shout out to Dr. John Kramer. Love you, babe.
John. I love Dr. John. He helped me out.
It's not easy to support a woman who has all of these crazy ideas. Pretty much every morning when I wake up, I have something new that's exciting me or something that I want to try or, you know, just the journey. So it takes a strong man, and I'm so appreciative of that because I spent many, many years in relationships with men that did not support kind of the light from within. So I come to where I am now and where I'm so passionate really with the coaching and training and everything that we do because I know what it's like to suffer. I know what it's like to not have any financial independence.
Yeah.
I know what it's like to be in positions where you have to make choices and decisions that you know are not the right ones.
Right.
So what I've learned is that the path to success and health, it's been forged. So we don't have to keep recreating the wheel.
Right.
We just have to keep those commitments to ourselves and help those around
Absolutely.
Us do the same. Those around us who want to. And my language, we were talking about this. I do get I don't want to use the word attacked, challenged on Facebook quite often because my language can be strong.
Mm-hmm.
And I spent a lot of years using really wishy-washy language.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? It gave me really wishy-washy results.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a lot of conviction in what I'm doing in my life.
Yes.
And none of it would be possible if I didn't have, you know, the amazing team at Grounded for Life who are just holding it down on a daily basis.
Yeah.
My real estate team, I mean, just rock stars.
Yeah.
And they allow me to continue to grow mm-hmm. as a leader every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And I have my own personal goals, but when I look at my goals for 2021, if my team's not hitting their goals, then I consider it a failure.
Hmm.
So, I do have rescue horses and a whole menagerie of animals at home.
Menagerie. good word.
You can only rescue so many, right?
Sure.
In your personal. However, you can always donate time and mm-hmm. money and energy. So the more that we are creating with money, because money is just a tool,
mm-hmm.
but the more of that tool I can create, the more that we can give back to the places that we're passionate
sure.
about.
Sure.
So that's kind of me in a nutshell.
Kind of you. Yep. One of the hardest working people I know, that's for sure. And yet, you know, when I see you do your lives on your Facebook page, everything, you look so fresh and chipper. I don't get that. I actually had somebody, this is a true story. I had somebody say to me this morning, every time I see you, you look more tired.
Oh no.
I was like, well, by tired, you mean handsome, right?
Yes.
But, you know, this is the effect of hard work and,
yes.
and things like that, too. And we have to get good rest on it. But that's enough about that. It's before we went on air, we were talking, and I think this might be a good launching point here. Oh, by the way, if you're watching on Facebook right now live, you can type in questions in the comments. Questions or statements. We'll address them if we can. But if you have questions for Tara, just put them in here. If you want to sing praises and whatever it is, you can put your comments in here and we'll do our best to interact with you. But so we started talking about self-confidence
mm-hmm.
and you kind of touched on it quickly just now. about people's relationship with themselves and how this pandemic has challenged that in so many ways. And it became, I think we said, a trust issue,
mm-hmm.
not just with other people, but with ourselves. Yeah. Mentor us on this.
Yeah.
Your perspective on this is an awesome perspective. Go ahead.
I love it because we're always learning, right? And anything mm-hmm. that I'm talking about, whether you see it on Facebook or I'm coaching to it in a group class, it's all usually stuff that I'm also digging to deeper into in my life. So something that's really resonated recently was a lot of people, especially in the real estate world, agents that are newer, that are afraid of questions that they're going to get when they go out there and they're going on listing appointments and working with buyers, and they don't have the self-confidence around mm-hmm. it. And what we really are uncovering is that when you have confidence in someone else, you have that confidence because you trust that person.
100%.
Because you know if that person says, hey, I'm going to show up at this time, or I'm going to do this, or I'm going to be responsible for this project, and they do it, you have confidence in them.
Right.
And you're going to talk to them, you're going to put them out to other people, you're going to recommend them.
Sure.
And the problem is that we give up on ourselves so quickly, and we're the first to put what we committed to for ourselves, whether it's working out or eating right or taking that educational course or making investments mm-hmm. or getting out of a bad relationship or getting new people around us.
Yeah.
We put that in the back burner, and then what we're internally telling ourselves is that we can't actually trust ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can't trust ourselves, how are we going to expect someone else to trust us?
Sure.
Whether that's, again, with health like you are doing and like we do with the cafe,
right.
or with one of the biggest investments and assets in their life, which is a home.
Mm-hmm.
And for me with coaching, if I don't have self-confidence and I'm training other people how to have success in their careers, mm-hmm. rightfully so, they shouldn't listen to me.
Right.
So I really think that, you know, can we look into our own lives and see where we are not keeping our commitments to ourselves?
Let me ask a question.
Yes.
The year that shall not be named.
Yes.
How did that year help you to grow? Because, I mean, there was so much negative into it, and we're still coming off the tail end of this. You know, yeah. It's like one thing I noticed the other day is people don't tell jokes anymore.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to find somebody telling a joke. It's almost like we're grieving still.
Yeah.
And that's part of a symptom of grief. I'm certified grief recovery counselor. And, you know, when somebody passes away and you mourn them, you're afraid to laugh.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost disrespectful.
Yeah.
So it's like, we're not laughing about the year that shall not be named.
Yeah.
But it's challenged you in so many ways. So how did it help you to grow in your relationship with Tara, with yeah. yourself?
I think the sensitivity factor got turned way up. Hmm. Like we just became more, I'm watching the wind outside.
Oh gosh.
We became just more sensitive to everything and also to ourselves and a little more in tuned. I remember when we first started having things shut down and my husband was going into the hospital on a daily basis. And every morning I was trying to make the decision, are we doing the right thing by staying open? You know, do people really need our vegan food?
Yeah.
On one side, I'm like, yes, because they need to be eating healthy. And this is where I'm passionate about moving things towards.
Yeah.
But I don't want to be responsible for exposing people that shouldn't be exposed. Mm-hmm. And am I doing the right thing for the staff? And my staff could have gone and taken unemployment and made more than they were making by wow. staying on board.
Wow.
So, I mean, forever grateful yeah. to them. And I'm really proud that we're ramped back up and we're rehiring again.
Mm-hmm.
But it's every day questioning yourself mm-hmm. and are you making the right decisions? And when you're making those decisions, where are they coming from? Are they being made from fear?
Right.
Because that's the worst place to make decisions from.
Thank you. Yes. Agreed.
So I really learned to not make big sweeping remarks. Like I'm going to change this in my life and it's going to be that way for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, we are going to try this for the next week.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I have people commit to something to do it one day. And if it works that one day, then you do it another day. Then you mm-hmm. do it for a week and then you do it for a month. But I think we tend to put this big, huge goal on ourselves
yeah.
that we're never really committed to. And we never really have the self-confidence that we're going to be able to actually tackle it.
Right.
But we say it because it sounds good. And we say it because someone else wants to hear us say that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So innovating, and I grew up moving a lot. So I'm not against change.
Sure.
So really looking at how do we keep business moving forward and where do we need to make changes? Mm-hmm. So like with the cafe, it was an expense I hadn't wanted to take on, but we actually changed our whole system over where we could go to online ordering, and it's been a game changer for us. We also took on a lot of debt mm-hmm. that was not a grant, that's a loan that we're going to continue to pay off. So by no means is this without struggle or continued struggle.
Yeah.
But when you have the passion, and you got to really dig deep and really look in yourself, and mm-hmm. that's where the answers are.
Isn't that something?
And I was really fortunate that real estate has done the opposite with such historically low interest rates.
Yeah.
In 24 years that I've been doing real estate, this is one of the most amazing cycles that I have been a part of. And I launched a brokerage in, you know, the worst time of any market. And I really believe that if you do those foundational things mm-hmm. and it all comes down to relationships, coming from a mindset of abundance and being willing to become that person mm-hmm. that's going to attract all those things.
Yeah.
That it doesn't matter what's happening in the market. It doesn't matter what's going on out in the universe, because we have to be responsible for ourselves and then the immediate people around us. And there's growth through hardship, and there's beauty in that. And if anything, I mean, a lot of tears, lot of tears.
Sure.
And probably some missteps too. Yeah. You know, we're just learning.
That's part of growth.
Yeah.
It's part of growth with the missteps.
So making that okay, and then making sure the people around me were okay. Giving when you don't even feel like you can give, mm-hmm. but also asking for help. Someone put $1,000 in our bank account.
Oh, wow.
I have no idea who did it. I just got chills.
Wow.
He said, because we believe in what you're doing.
That's crazy.
And that literally paid my payroll.
Yeah.
I had a great year in real estate. The majority of that income either was donated or went into keeping the cafe going mm-hmm. because I believe in the bigger picture of the cafe.
Sure. It's something when you were talking, there's an old Buddhist prayer. It's called Just for Today. Mm. It's like, just for today, you know, I will find peace. Just for today, I will be slow to anger. Just for today, I will forgive myself. Mm. And the list goes on. But you were talking about sometimes it's just for today that we need to do these things, you know. When you're talking about coming on the after effects, you know, whatever it is, it's not over yet, but we're on the tail end of this pandemic. First of all, your team is amazing, you know. And I know Sue and I, we were very grateful when you opened,
yes.
you know, it's just because you have amazing food down there. She has amazing food down there. Okay. If you haven't been to Grounded for Life, you must go. I get that, breakfast burrito with the just eggs in it and some hot sauce on it. Mm-hmm. And then my treat would be the muffins. What are the ones? The banana?
Yes. Banana chocolate chunk muffins.
That's the ones. Yeah. Yeah. Yummy.
I have to tell people that they wanted to marry the muffin before.
Marry the muffin. So. Very good. Very good. But this is the mindset thing. So now we've kind of got this foundation here. Somebody's listening right now, mm-hmm. and they're going to – I just know because of the way the universe works that somebody's going to be listening, and they're going to need to hear what you're going to say next. So the question I would have is, if somebody can do one thing starting today mm-hmm. or tomorrow morning when they wake up mm-hmm. that can help them shift their focus with themselves, what would you recommend that the average person do first?
One, absolutely number one, you've got to have gratitude.
Gratitude. Okay.
And whether you're journaling at nighttime or you don't journal at all and it's just something that you think of to yourself, when you're waking up in the morning, having gratitude, it might just be that your eyes opened.
Yeah.
They don't have to be big, huge things again, but you've got to have the gratitude to get started. Mm-hmm. And then I would say writing down your goals.
Awesome. Thank you. Yes.
And then you have to share those goals. We've got Facebook. You can share it with the Facebook community. They can be your accountability buddies. I find that we have some amazing goals.
You're a what?
Your accountability buddy.
Did you make up that word?
I did not.
Accountability buddies. Okay.
Yes. And it could be a close friend. It could be a coworker. It could be the whole mm-hmm. of your Facebook following.
Sure.
But I find that sometimes we have these amazing goals, but we don't share them with our significant others. We don't share them with our children.
Yeah.
So they only see us that, you know, mom or dad is taking time, right? Because they spell love, T-I-M-E,
mm-hmm.
right?
Absolutely.
Taking time doing something else. And we haven't shared with them why we're doing that.
100%. Yeah.
So
the why is huge.
Absolutely.
It's huge.
So coming from gratitude, writing down your goals, then sharing your goals, and then asking yourself, who do I need to get around me mm-hmm. to help achieve these? Because if you have it within you, but if you were capable of achieving them right this moment, you would have already done it. So chances are you need to get, if it's a weight, you know, a health goal, you need to get a health coach. You need to get to, and not just a gym where you can go hop on a treadmill. You need to get to the max where you have people that are pouring into you, that are committed to your overall success, mm-hmm. not just, you know, did you do your hour worth of cardio?
Exactly. You were talking just like a Max Challenge owner just now, I swear to God. Because one of the things that we have at the center is a goal wall.
Mm-hmm.
We have an entire wall where members can take a piece of chalk and write one of their goals on it.
Yeah.
Number one, and if you're watching, please do it. We still have room on that wall. But number one, every time you walk in the center, you're going to see that goal. You're going to be reminded about why. Mm-hmm. Number two, there's going to be another member out there that's going to get inspired by what you just wrote down. So having that, sharing it, that's huge. Gosh, here comes the rain. Here comes the wind. Let's pray we keep power going on here. So, and the attitude of gratitude. It's so funny. We were laying in bed last night. Sue and I were kind of flipping through social media. Mm-hmm. And there was this meme. Not a meme. It was just a picture. And it said something like, God hasn't stopped being good. We have stopped being grateful.
Mm.
And I thought, well, that really hit me for a second there.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, no matter what your belief system is, God, universe, whatever that is, all of these blessings could be raining down upon us. And if we don't have an attitude of gratitude, we're going to take them for granted. Mm-hmm. We're going to squander the blessings we've been given.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not going to look for those opportunities, like you said a few moments ago, to use these things to grow and to help others.
Yeah.
And that's really, really so important, is to help other sentient beings.
100%.
100% on that.
Yes.
So, listen, we're going to do a quick commercial break. We'll take a breath here.
Great.
Okay. Don't move. Stay right there. I mean, unless you're driving, then you can move because you got to use blinkers and pay attention. This is Max Living. I am here with the amazing and incomparable Tara Stone Kramer. Don't miss out on the next part of this, okay? We'll be right back.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 in Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org.
Sabía que de cada cinco personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental. NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
You're listening to 100inchamberradio.com, sponsored by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located at the historic Large House, 119 Main Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the 100in County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programs.
All right, and we're back. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. 908-627-7020 is the phone number. I know you think I'm kidding. Can help you change your life, all right? I am here with the amazing Tara Stone Kramer. I know you roll your eyes when I say that, but you are. You're amazing to me. I just want to give a shout out to Tom. Tom, thanks for commenting. Jeffrey, thanks for commenting. Samantha, I saw your comment after Tara pointed it out, like, oh my God, Sam's listening. That's fantastic. So we're going to move into a similar conversation here. And while we were doing commercials, Tara had said something about the mindset and the people that we keep company with. And it really resonates with me because a huge part of the Max Challenge is the community. And people don't realize what it's like until they get there. Like when I'm on the phone and I'm talking to them, I can tell them all about the amount of support and motivation and positivity and relationships and friendships you can build because we're not a gym. We are a community. And I know on the other side of the phone, they're probably rolling their eyes. Like, yeah, okay, this guy's a salesman. He's just selling me. But after a week or two, you know, I'll never forget, we just had about maybe 3 weeks ago, we had this young lady start. She hadn't been working out for a long time, had her challenges. And she missed a day, and one of the other members came up. This is a week later, and asked where she was. Like, she didn't leave, did she? I'm like, no, you know, something's going on. She's doing something. Okay, good, because I just watch her, and she's doing so well.
Yeah.
And that's so important. So I'm going to shut up now. We'll talk about – let's talk about mindset and the people that you surround yourself with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So – yeah, what we listen to, the TV that we watch, the podcast that we listen to, the books that we read, the people that we're surrounding ourselves with, it all has a huge impact on the language that we use and the way that we think. And it's a touchy subject sometimes because people think that they're going to be disloyal or they're walking away from a friendship. And I just like to give people permission to really look at your life. And we are the sum of the five people that we spend the most time with. And
absolutely.
Looking at those five people and saying, you know, this person's got, it's not walking away from someone that's got challenges, but if someone's just negative all the time, they're telling you, you can't do it. Don't even try. That's ridiculous. That's never been done. That's a stupid goal.
We've always done it this way.
Exactly. Exactly. And they're having their own journey, right? And they're not ready to be around someone that wants to take it to the next level. So subconsciously even, they're going to be doing everything to keep you with them.
Right.
And sometimes we need to say, I love you and I care about you, but I need to put you here, which is just outside that real inner circle. And then looking and saying, okay, this is my goal. Who do I need to get around? Who's doing this successfully already?
Right.
You know, who would be willing to pour into me a little bit and then bring those people in? And I know I'm going to get flack for this, but I call it top grading.
What is it?
Top grading. We're always top grading who we're spending our time around and who we're giving our energy to. And it has nothing to do with not liking a person. It has everything to do with, again, keeping that commitment to yourself.
Right.
And you could wake up with so much motivation and passion and ambition. And if you're just met with four people that are just pulling you back down,
sure,
it doesn't matter what you, how you wake up, because you're going to be back right down in the dumps, right back where you've been, having the same cycle over and over and over again.
It's a symbiotic relationship.
It is. And then you're one of those five people for someone else.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you putting out in the universe? What kind of conversations are you having?
Right.
And don't mistake it, because I've had people say, oh, well, you're just all rainbows and butterflies.
Mm-mm.
Absolutely not.
No.
Like, none of this comes without hard work. None of this comes without commitment.
Mm-hmm.
And I say hard work, and what I really mean is it's pretty simple. We just have to follow the successful footsteps.
Yeah, be consistent.
But
about it.
It's simple, but it's not easy, right? Because we've got that record that's playing in our head every single time we think about doing something else, or how we grew up, or money's the root of all evil, or money doesn't grow on trees, or...
See, and that's a misquoted Bible line, because it's the love of money that is the root of all evil, is what they say. It's not that money is the root of all evil.
Yeah.
You know, and you're talking about self-talk. I mean, this is, and people who take my classes, I talk about this all the time. Last week, I talked about I am. Mm-hmm. I actually had the class stop. And I said, on a count of three, I want you to say, I am. One, two, three. And everybody said, I am. And I said, what you say after that is so important.
Yeah.
Use the words that you want to be. I am a winner. I am getting healthier. I am disciplined. I am loved. Yes. Things like that. These are important words.
And you just said a key statement, what you want to be.
Right.
Because sometimes we know that we're not disciplined right now,
yep.
but we want to be, but we have to have the language and the actions around it that we already
100%.
Are.
100%. Oh, okay. AccuWeather. More storm notifications.
I have a 8-year-old coming on 9, and talk about a mirror and talk about language and things that I hear come out of his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, okay, who says that? Is it my husband that says that a lot? Is it me who says that a lot? We have those. We talk about gratitudes before we're going to bed at night.
Yeah.
I got the mirror at my house, which is the interactive fitness during COVID.
Yep.
And one of the meditations has you sit in front of the mirror, but your eyes are open and you're saying positive affirmations about yourself.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That was so hard for me to do. And I was like, who's hearing me? Like, is my husband laughing? Although I knew he wouldn't, I instantly went to an insecure place.
Sure.
And it was really challenging to look into my own eyes and say those things. And then when I realized, wow, this is so challenging, I got to do this every single day.
Wow.
So it's so important. And I think we can look at when we're crazy and unclear and a million different directions, that's what we're attracting.
Sure.
Especially in the real estate industry.
Hmm.
When you don't have clarity and you're kind of all over the place and you're not keeping your commitments, you attract clients that really aren't ready to take action. They're all over the place.
It's interesting.
And so if you find yourself surrounded with that, you've got to immediately look and go, okay, what is it that I'm doing or not doing that is bringing that in?
Interesting. Yeah. It's seeds. There's a lot of seeds that go in there. And, you know, we constantly feed ourselves a story. Our mind constantly has a story going on.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is it's a lot of negative.
Mm-hmm.
And we could do a whole other show on why that is. But it's just a matter of fact. One of the things that I'll say today, and I've said it to many people in the past, don't believe everything you think.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be on purpose. You need to be purposeful with your self-talk.
Mm-hmm.
And part of it is what you said before. What are you listening to?
Mm-hmm.
You see, healthy living is not just the food we eat. And that's going to be a good segue for what we're going to talk about next. But healthy living is not just the food we eat. It's the media you're ingesting or turning off. You know, I my Facebook flashbacks are coming back from a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember posting on my Facebook page, I saw it, that I would do a no news Sunday, meaning for that day, because everybody was glued to the news.
Yeah.
You know, just turn off the news just for today. Just give your brain a rest.
Mm-hmm.
But our self-talk tends to be so negative sometimes that we need to be purposeful in what we put in. So I start every day, every single day. I get a cup of coffee. I drink a big glass of water. I get a cup of coffee. I sit down on the couch. I got my cat jumps up next to me. Usually Duncan's on this side. Zoe's on this side. And I'll put on YouTube. I don't put on TV. I put on YouTube. And I pull up a Tony Robbins or Les Brown, you know, or Simon Sinek.
Mm-hmm.
And I just let it play.
Yep.
And usually something catches my ear that for today, this is my, you know, my mantra for today.
Mm-hmm.
And like this morning, the one thing I heard led to a power talk when I taught my 6 a.m. Incredibles class. I said, my power talk today is from my heart to yours. Don't leave. I want you to hear this. Mm-hmm. You know, and it was about basically beating down the lesser self that lives with us so that we can have our greater self rise up.
Yeah.
Because that lesser self can be more powerful if you constantly feed it. It's like the old story of the two wolves.
Yes.
From the Native Americans, mm-hmm. you know, whichever wolf you're feeding is the one that's going to win.
Yeah.
And we need to feed our greater self.
Yeah.
You know, speaking of feeding, segue, I know Tara and I wanted to talk a little bit about the cafe and about healthy eating, about why you started this, And I know that there is a huge amount of passion and conviction.
Yeah.
And conviction is something that people seem to be afraid of these days.
Mm-hmm.
It's people, you said the term before when we were talking, wishy-washy.
Yeah.
Wishy-washy is almost like a way of living. But people with conviction are sometimes frowned upon mm-hmm. because you're being stubborn.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not being sensitive to other people.
Mm-hmm.
But it's my conviction. It's not yours.
Yeah.
So anyway, okay. So I could keep talking about that. That's what I do.
And,
so I'm going to be quiet.
Conviction is not something that is endless, right? Like, this sounds a little funky, but like, I have to feed my conviction.
Mm-hmm.
So people say to me, you know, why do you go stand outside of slaughter trucks that are unloading animals that you can do nothing about?
Right.
And put yourself in that situation. Why do mm-hmm. you do that? Why do you, you know, watch these documentaries? You already know what's going on. You already know what's happening.
Yes.
And I do it because when I'm challenged on a daily basis by someone else, I need to know, like, all that feeds my conviction.
Sure.
And, you know, sometimes we learn something new and our conviction might change or move in another direction.
Right.
So we could start off one way, but if we're continually learning and we're continually being open to a healthy debate,
right,
then that conviction just grows stronger and 100%. More powerful. And that's what drives you when it's easier to shut down, you know,
yeah.
when it's easier to not look, when it's easier to turn off the television or pretend like what you just learned doesn't really exist.
Right.
Because once you learn something, you can't unlearn it.
100%. Yep.
You can still keep making the same choices,
mm-hmm.
but there's a seed planted there.
Yes.
Something doesn't resonate.
Oh my gosh. Well, I mean, you know, I'm vegetarian.
Yes.
And I was the biggest carnivore.
Yes.
When, remember MySpace?
Yes.
MySpace would do surveys and it would they would do surveys. And one of the questions would be is, would you be a vegetarian? And I would always reply, if cows become vegetables.
Right.
But I had a massage therapist who worked for me at another club that I ran.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Jennifer. And I don't know. She's down in the Keys. She lives in the Keys with her significant other. And they have a vegan bed and breakfast on the Keys.
Awesome.
And they do what's it called? Renewable energy on there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of these little islands where the deer will just walk up to humans. There's mm-hmm. no fear. And Jen used to constantly talk to me. And I was, hand up. It's okay. I don't want to hear about it.
Yep.
And then one day, and this is just for me. I'm just sharing my story. I don't talk about this often. One day, I was doing an interfaith ministry. I'm a former pastor, and I was doing an interfaith ministry course to get an ordination.
Mm-hmm.
And the question came up, do animals have souls? And I never forget it, Tara. I sat back mm-hmm. at my desk. I was like, son of a gun.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And it took me a couple of days. And then once I acknowledged that my belief was that animals have souls, which means that they felt fear
mm-hmm.
and love,
mm-hmm.
I didn't want to eat them anymore.
Yeah.
And that's why I stopped. That
yeah.
was me. That was me. That yeah. was my conviction.
You know? I grew up and riding horses.
Mm-hmm.
And my parents divorced and we moved and money was tight. And so like horseback riding lessons weren't in the world anymore.
Sure.
But we ended up moving to a place where there was a horse rescue where I could go and volunteer my time.
Oh, neat.
And it just so happened that where that farm was down the road from a small slaughterhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And when we would ride trails, we would actually take the horses and we would ride along the edge of that smaller slaughterhouse. So I was probably about 10 or 11. And I had always never really loved eating meat.
Right.
But I grew up in a very Italian household. Like, meat and sure. food and cooking was love.
German.
Yes.
Everything was worst.
Yes. And, I mean, I remember I used to dig holes in the plant near the dining room table and yeah. put stuff in there. We had two German shepherds always, and I would feed them under the table. But the horses would be so weird when we would – the energy totally changes. If you've ever been around yeah. a slaughterhouse or even in a feedlot type of holding pen area, the energy yeah. is completely different.
It is. It's just different there.
The animals are very aware of what's happening. Yeah. And seeing that, and then we would get papers to go in and pick up one horse from inside a slaughterhouse. Mm-hmm. They don't slaughter horses in the United States anymore. They ship them to Canada and Mexico. But we would have a situation where someone stopped paying their board. The owner of the barn would sell the horse for pennies on the dollar to try to recoup some money, but they would do it illegally. The judge would give papers and they say, okay, as a rescue, you can go and pick this one horse up.
Gotcha.
So at the age 12, 13, I'm going in to the insides of slaughterhouses and you're seeing, you get to take one animal out.
Yeah.
But there's a whole slew of them left there that you can't do anything about.
Right.
And that just really increased my awareness. And then we have a lot of breast cancer in my family. And I read the China study when I was probably 16 years old.
You know, I just bought that about 6 months ago for the first time.
Yeah.
Isn't that something? China. Highly recommend the China study book to anybody who's interested in learning about the correlation between diseases and food.
Yes. So I just really started raising my awareness from a fairly young age. Mm. And I hesitate with the labels because I think there's a lot of people that say, oh, you're labeling yourself this, so you must be all or nothing. And then they look at, like, I have a fake iron elk head over my fireplace, mm-hmm. and I post a picture of the fire going every year, and people are like, how could you have an elk head over your fireplace? I'm like, relax, it's iron, right. You know, it's not real. So I think we have to get away from people that force us into this all or nothing category. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I really shied away from the term vegan for a very long time. Mm-hmm. And I was vegetarian, pescatarian, you know, if I had to put a label on it, I would say just of recently, and I think I'm still striving towards the vegan lifestyle, mm-hmm. Because I'm not perfect and there's a lot of different levels there. But in creating the cafe, I think there was a big misconception that if you were vegan, that you're a tree hugger, you don't wear deodorant, you know, and then nothing wrong with not wearing deodorant. But I wanted to create a place for my son because my husband agreed to raise him plant-based until he was old enough to make his own decisions. Mm-hmm. And now he tells me all the time, Mom, I'm so happy that I don't eat animals.
Right.
But my husband agreed to do that. And I said, I want to create a place that our son can go. People like me can go, people that just want to have healthy food, but if they happen to be completely plant-based, they can come in, they can order off the entire menu.
Yeah.
You want to come in and, you know, dreads and the guitar and play in the corner? Awesome. You roll up in the Range Rover and hop out in your Lululemons and you drop $200 on food for the family? Great.
Yeah.
We just wanted to normalize that this is normal to eat live enzymes and fuel for your body.
And it's suffering free in a sense too. You said something during the commercial a couple minutes ago and she was dead on with this one. You know, McDonald's and Burger King have not brought in plant-based burgers because all of a sudden they've had this epiphany that hamburgers are bad for you.
Right.
They're doing it because it makes money.
Yeah, because we're demanding it.
We're demanding it, and the population of people that are more conscious
about
plant-based is growing and growing. I remember when you did your soft opening for Grounded for Life, too, and I was so excited just to see you was there. And I got to be honest, this is not just to puff you up because you're sitting across from me here, but I was amazed at how good it tasted.
Yeah.
I mean, this is really high quality, great tasting food that just doesn't have meat in it or eggs in it if you want to. It's just, it was so freaking yummy. Freaking yummy. And then when we were in lockdown a year ago, I think it just came up on my Facebook page where I tagged you as I thank you to Tara and her staff because it was the first time that we drove down there for curbside.
Yeah.
And it was just so good to have food like that Because God don't, I think we were just, I don't know, Susan, what were we eating? Like potato chips? I don't know.
We didn't plan well. I put everything on hold. I just put everything on hold and I was there every single day. And yeah. That kept me going. The people coming up and pulling into the parking lot and saying, thank you so much for being open. Where people could have gone and spent their money in many other places, they were coming to us to keep supporting us.
Yeah.
And in turn, they were getting a good meal that they felt positive about. And again, just back to those relationships and supporting each other. And the community has welcomed us. I mean, we still have people that open the door. They'll shout in, you know, I eat meat. Can I still come in here?
You know, no. No carnivores allowed. Didn't you see the sign?
Yeah. And I love it. You know, people come in and they'll be like, wow, I call like the Impossible Burger. It's like the gateway drug to veganism.
That's funny.
And it's, I love that we're laughing about this here because like we've got to have fun in life still.
Yes, yes, yes.
And like we have a lot of serious conversations to have.
Yeah.
But we have to have fun with it.
100%.
And it's a journey for everyone. And I would rather have the door open and let someone come in and start that journey and try things out and decide what's right for them and what's not right for them at that time than just to shut the door or make it so uncomfortable that someone who's like wanting to peek into vegetarian or vegan or plant-based.
Yeah.
Game Changers. Did you watch Game Changers?
I loved Game Changers. Abso-freaking-lutely, I did.
So what I love about this is that, again, we give up on ourselves, right? We know heart disease, cancer, all of these things. There's not one doctor out there that says eat more meat to cure these.
Nope.
It's all plant-based diet, and that's a whole other conversation. But what I loved about Game Changers, and I'm going to try to say this where it's Facebook and appropriate, was where they did the study where they measured how long and how hard the male
stuff
was overnight.
After eating?
We did it after eating a plant-based meal and after eating a meat-based protein meal.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And the charts were just like staggering.
Totally different.
So when that had been out for maybe 2 weeks, we had all a whole bunch of like young guys coming in, fit guys, and they come in and they'd be like, what should I order? Yeah. And I'm like, let me guess, you watched Game Changers. They're like, yeah. How did you know? I'm like, because heart disease and cancer and suffering of billions and billions of sentient animals wasn't enough.
That but wasn't enough.
Longer and harder, you know what? You're like, tell me what to eat.
God bless America.
And I love movies like Game Changers because a lot of people are not willing to see what it looks like, what their food looks like prior to hitting their plate.
Right.
Right. So a movie like Game Changers, a documentary, allows you to start to dig into that on a lighter level, a more health level. And then you've got something like What the Health, which again is very more health-based, and it starts to uncover the suppression in these areas where these big pig farms are and how people can't go outside their houses. Yeah. It all comes back to being a human rights issue.
Mm-hmm.
It's an animal rights conversation, but it's all coming back to a human rights issue.
In so many ways.
Are we allowed to say the C word? Last year?
What's the C word?
COVID.
Oh, COVID?
Yes.
Yes, yeah, we can say that.
The big meatpacking plants that shut down that had COVID just rampant through them. These people are in work conditions that are not healthy.
Not at all.
And again, we could talk so much deeper on that, but when people say, well, I really don't care about animals. Okay. Do you care about your health? Do you care about having a place for my 8-year-old son to live 30, 40, 50 years from now?
Yeah.
And do you care about human beings? Because it's a very dark industry.
It is. It is. Susan and I have had many conversations about how mentally and emotionally it has to affect people who work in slaughterhouses. And it becomes a mental health issue then.
Drug abuse, substance abuse, domestic abuse.
Yeah, the whole plant-based thing is exploding right now. And I'm happy to see that for a lot of reasons. I mean, the Max Challenge offers plant-based proteins now.
That's great.
I mean, we have our regular proteins, which is fantastic. And that's one of the things too, and I think we agree on this, is we can't be judgy.
No.
And people are quick to leap on it. I'm not trying to tell you what to do.
Yeah.
And like before, I shared my story. That's the first time I have ever shared that on air.
Mm-hmm.
I don't usually share it unless somebody asks me to.
Yeah.
But I'm not telling you my story because I want you to change. I'm telling you why I changed.
Yeah.
Nothing more. I love you either way. I love you either way. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
So, but 100%. So just lastly, do me a favor because I know I looked at the clock. We're running low on time. So here, how – give the address for Grounded for Life, please, the phone number, and how somebody can order online.
Yes.
Because I want to promote.
God, I don't know the phone number off the top of my head. Our address is 12 Lower Center Street.
Right.
We are right across from the Hunterdon Art Museum.
Mm-hmm.
We have our outdoor table set up now because anyone knows us. We're just a small little nest of a place. But you can go to www.groundedforlifecafe.com and click on online ordering.
Cool.
That has all of our up-to-date inventory, how many donuts we have in stock, what specials we have going on that day. You can just order right online and then come in and pick up.
And if anybody were to think vegan donuts are not tasty, oh my God. I mean, when you were posting during the lockdown that, hey, we're getting vegan donuts, and Susan and I would look at each other and be like, all right, which one of us is driving down there to go pick those up? Odds or evens? One, two, three.
There's a difference between vegan food and whole food plant-based.
Yes.
Right? So we really need to be geared towards the whole food plant-based.
Right.
There's a lot of crappy vegan food as well.
Yes.
But again, we got to indulge and enjoy. And
even with the Max Challenge, we get a treat meal every week.
Yes.
Oh, Melanie's chiming in. Wonderful. And my wife just said they are irresistible.
Yay.
Yeah. And you know what the funny thing is? Just to say it, we'll pick up a couple of the vegan donuts from you, and we will not eat the entire donut right away.
Okay.
Like, we cut it in
half. Yes.
And then we'll put it away for a little while, maybe the next day.
Yes.
And then we try you try to savor it. It's really yummy.
The coolest thing is, even though we really created Grounded for Life, you know, so my son could have a place to go, so we had a place to open up to the community. There, again, back to the relationships that I've made and forged, and Goats of Anarchy, and, you know, Leanne with there, they just helped us with a hoarding situation of animals at a property that was for sale. I mean, it's all full circle.
Yeah.
My real estate career, my team, our ability to connect with like-minded people and then help them, you know, with their real estate needs, or help them with their coaching, you know, other agents that are really just surviving, and I want to help them thrive, not just survive.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. That's my motto
at
the Max since I got back there.
Yes.
We're thriving, not surviving.
Yeah.
And that's part of the attitude that we need to adopt too.
We've gotten so used to just surviving.
Yeah. And they glamorize surviving.
Absolutely.
It's like you're barely surviving, and they're putting it up on this pedestal that this is life, and it is not life. It doesn't have to be your life.
We're celebrating mediocrity, it's a disservice.
It is.
It's a disservice.
Human beings have so much more potential than just winning awards for showing up.
Yep.
Folks, do not just show up on a daily basis. All right, and we'll close it out with this. I think we just need to talk about this. When you wake up in the morning, you have 24 brand new hours that have never, ever existed before and will never, ever exist again. Use them. You have potential. I mean, if Tara has said anything today, it's you need to build confidence in yourself. And one of the ways you build confidence in yourself is by changing one small thing every day and then doing it repeatedly and then changing something else that day. Okay. I'm not just talking health and fitness. This is not about selling a membership.
Right.
It's about living your life to your potential. And in so many ways, especially for the last year that shall not be named, we have been beaten down and we think that that potential has been put on hold indefinitely. I'm here to tell you it has not. Now is the time. I say this to all of my members. The time for excuses is over. We have spent over a year being fearful, depressed, suffering from anxiety, and feeling like we don't have control over our lives. But one of the things that we do have the most control over is what we eat and whether we exercise or not, whether we meditate and pray or not. These are simple things that we can instantly take control of that will help you be happier and more fulfilled.
Don't do it alone. Don't do it alone.
And that's the Mac's mission, really.
Yeah.
It's to help people live happier, healthier, and more fulfilling lives.
Yeah.
That's what it's about. And that's your mission, basically, too, whether it's real estate or at the cafe.
Yeah.
It's about people. It's about helping people realize what they can do.
Yeah.
Okay? And there's so much to that. So, all right.
There's so much good that we need to do in this world. And the more successful we all are, the more that we're going to be able to come together and do it. And I wake up every single day with that mindset.
100%. Yesterday, one of the power talks that I gave was a quote from Kobe Bryant, and I don't have it memorized. Mm-hmm. But he said, pain is not the voice inside you that's trying to stop you. Pain is the voice that's trying to stop you because it's afraid that things are going to change.
Mm-hmm.
And what we need to realize is that discomfort, sometimes we label it as pain, and it's nothing more than a little discomfort because we're outside of our comfort zones.
Mm-hmm. About to have a breakthrough.
About to have a breakthrough.
Yeah.
But that pain is there because it's afraid that we will change so much that everything will change, and we get afraid of the change. Don't be afraid of change, okay? Don't be afraid of change. Maybe that's a good way to end that, is don't be afraid of change.
No, and I'm just so grateful to everybody that got on.
Yeah,
Melanie,
I saw that.
Jeff, like everybody just.
Jessica's down there.
Alex,
I see.
Thank you. I mean, just people that have just been such a foundation for my businesses and.
Yeah.